The median tends to be used when under a couple circumstances. One, it's used more often when the distribution is skewed. Okay, why is that? The distribution, when the distribution is skewed, that means you have extreme scores either on the high end, if the distribution is skewed in the positive direction, or you have extreme scores on the low end when you have a negatively skewed distribution. When we talked about the mean, we talked about its sensitivity to extreme scores. So as you put extreme scores in the distribution, the mean is going to be pulled out toward those extremes, either on the right or on the left. And it could be pulled out in some circumstances so far that it doesn't really do a good job of telling you what the central tendency is, if we think of central tendency in terms of the position of the overall distribution, on the variable that you're interested in. So if we have a really skewed distribution, the 50th percentile point is sometimes a better representation of central tendency than the arithmetic average or mean might be. Another technicality is that the median tends to be a more appropriate measure of central tendency when the scale that you're using is ordinal. Now, this is a rule that's violated very often in psychology, but technically the rule is that when you have ordinal data, the most appropriate measure of central tendency is the median. If you have higher than ordinal data, that is equal interval or ratio scale data, then the mean is a more appropriate measure of central tendency, unless the distribution is skewed. These figures on the left and right here indicate a couple things. One is that the mean and the median aren't necessarily the same thing. You can have a 50th percentile point that's different from the mean when you have skewed distributions, because that mean is going to be pulled out by the extreme scores. So the second point there is the median is less sensitive, and that's what we've just been talking about. So when you have these cases of skewness, you tend to be better off using the median than the mean. Now, it does have implications down the road for inferential statistics, but for the sake of this discussion, it's safe to assume that skewed distributions will be using medians and more symmetrical interval or ratio data distributions will be using the mean.